AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The U.S. isn't going as far as Britain in saying the Russian jetliner that went down in Egypt was the target of the Islamic State group.
While British Prime Minister David Cameron says it's more likely than not an explosive device caused the deadly crash, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest merely says the U.S. isn't ruling that out. But aren't the allies seeing the same intel?
The United States and our British counterparts have a very effective intelligence-sharing relationship.
Still, the analysis clearly isn't the same.
At this point, we don't have enough information to make our own determination about what exactly occurred.
However, Earnest says U.S. officials are reviewing that intelligence to see if extra steps are needed to protect U.S. and U.S.-bound planes. Mark Smith at the White House.
We're learning more about the cop who betrayed his badge in Fox Lake, Illinois. Months before, Lieutenant Joseph Glinowitz staged his suicide to make it seem like he died in the line of duty. A detective told the Associated Press Glinowitz apparently sought a hitman to kill a village administrator he feared would expose him as a thief.
As the Lake County Sheriff's Office made the announcement on Wednesday, there was another bombshell.
Our investigation strongly indicates criminal activity on the part of at least two other individuals.
We're now learning the authorities are investigating Glinowitz's widow and son, DJ. An official says the case revolves around the police youth program from which Glinowitz allegedly stole money. I'm Rita Foley.
Two New Jersey police officers who accused a motorist of trying to grab one of their guns have been convicted of misconduct in part because a dash cam video showed the motorist holding his hands up the whole time. The head of the Louisiana State Police says no gun was found inside the vehicle of a man allegedly fleeing city marshals with his son. The 6-year-old was killed. This is AP Radio News. The Bengals face the Browns on Thursday Night Football.
The Bengals look to stay perfect as they are set to take on their division and in-state rival with Cincinnati playing host to Cleveland. The Bengals are one of the NFL's 4 undefeated teams as they stand 7-0 for the first time in franchise history. Andy Dalton's play has had a lot to do with the success as he sits 4th in the NFL quarterback rankings. The Browns will be looking for answers as they come in 2-6 on the season, and they will turn to backup Johnny Manziel to start behind center. It will be the Bengals taking on the Browns at Paul Brown Stadium. Donald Shook, Cincinnati.
Cattle rustling is apparently alive and well in Texas. A cow statue decorated with a Southwestern theme has been swiped from outside the Children's Museum of Houston. That piece of art was bolted down next to another cow statue that wasn't taken. The statues were part of a 2001 Houston arts effort called Cow Parade. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.